The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, June 18, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. First Lady Melania Trump makes a statement against separating kids from parents. Also on the Monday rundown, anti-hugger advocates applaud the newest farm bill. Plus, diaper duty is an economic burden for one in three families. Now, our top story, First Lady Melania Trump urged both sides of the aisle to come together to stop federal authorities from separating children from their parents when apprehended at the border. The New York Times reports this was a rare public intervention in an issue that has generated enormous criticism of her husband. In a statement issued by her office, the First Lady expressed empathy for affected families, saying the country should be governed with a heart, but did not directly take issue with Trump's policy, instead saying both sides need to agree. Immigration rights advocates in Arizona and around the country are continuing to speak out against the Department of Homeland Security separating migrant children from their parents. We get the details from Catherine Davis Young.
About 2,000 children were separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border this spring, according to the Associated Press. The separations come as a result of a stricter Homeland Security policy to prosecute all adults who cross the border unlawfully. Since kids aren't charged with crimes, the department won't detain them with their parents. Petra Falcone is with immigrant rights organization Promise Arizona.
We as a nation need to pay attention to this, and we need some answers and some action to what this crisis is making these children live through.
Falcone's organization has joined together with Arizona religious leaders to condemn the family separations. Politicians from both parties, including Republican Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, have expressed concerns over removing children from their parents.
Over the weekend, Promise Arizona held a Father's Day vigil to call attention to the parents and children who couldn't spend the holiday together. And as Congress works to reauthorize a new farm bill by the end of September, Ross Brown reports those working to end hunger in the U.S. are encouraged that the latest version would help and not punish.
The comprehensive bill covers SNAP as well as farm subsidies, trade, and rural development policy. Colleen Moriarty with Hunger Solutions Minnesota says the farm bill is the biggest funding opportunity for anti-hunger work in the nation.
The Senate farm bill is a real signal of hope for the fact that we can come up with a farm bill that both helps agriculture and doesn't hurt poor people.
The farm bill is usually renewed every 5 years, and the current version is set to expire September 30th.
The total benefits paid out last year by SNAP nationwide were about $63 billion and went to more than 42 million Americans. And in a blow to the legislative branch in the Sunshine State, a Tallahassee judge has ruled that Florida lawmakers wrongly diverted money meant for buying and preserving environmentally sensitive lands.
On Friday, Leon Circuit Judge Charles Dotson sided with environmental groups in the lawsuit about whether lawmakers defied the 2014 Florida Water and Land Conservation Initiative, known as Amendment 1. Attorney David Guest, who represents groups such as the Florida Wildlife Federation and the Sierra Club, called the ruling a victory because after the constitutional amendment was approved by 75% of voters, he said lawmakers started nitpicking to avoid following the will of the people.
They had looked at commas, and they had come up with exotic definitions of words and ways of reading that made it so they could do anything they wanted, and what they wanted to do was no buying land.
Fred Piccolo, a spokesman for House Speaker Richard Corcoran, called the ruling a clear abuse of judicial authority. He added that he's confident it will be overturned on appeal. Guest expects the case will be sent directly to the state Supreme Court for a final decision. I'm Tramell Gomes.
The ruling now postpones a week-long trial that was planned for July. And finally, diaper duty can certainly be stressful, and for some parents, it's a stress on not just their patients, but also their wallets. Here's Mary Sherman.
Nearly one in three families in the U.S. is affected by diaper need, which is a lack of access to clean diapers during the newborn, infant, and toddler years of a child's life. Elizabeth Roshan with the Association of Women's Health, Obstetric, and Neonatal Nurses explains an ample supply of diapers for just one child can cost families anywhere from $70 to $120 a month.
For some families, they're probably thinking that's nothing. But for other families, that amount of money is a considerable burden that really creates an economic hardship for those families to be able to afford clean diapers on a regular basis.
Roshan adds 3 out of 5 parents report missing work or school because they don't have enough diapers to send their little one to childcare or early education programs. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and other public assistance programs do not cover the cost of diapers, but there is a national diaper bank network with local agencies providing assistance in 46 states. When a baby's skin is not consistently kept clean and dry, skin problems such as yeast infections can occur. But Roshan explains some parents have no other alternatives than to stretch their diaper supply.
Families who struggle with clean diapers or who struggle with a lack of clean diapers reuse diapers or will use diapers to a point where they're no longer safe to use against a baby's skin.
It's estimated that 2 million children age 5 and under don't have all the diapers they need to stay clean and stay dry. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week. Newsin' and Cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member-listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.